so much for coming. I want to share with you just a little bit about my background so you kind of know how all of this stuff came to be. You know, this stuff is really temporary, isn't it? And the Lord has told us in His Word that all things are going to pass away. Everything that people and the Word of God, He has new things for us planned, but He wants us to use His Spirit, His ideas, to give to others while we are living until He comes. When I was a little girl, I lived in a family with an alcoholic stepfather. My mother and daddy were very, very unhappy. As I listened to our main speakers, it seems like there's been tragedy on the very front that is represented here. And I'm sure that there's people in this room, too, that didn't feel loved when you were a little girl. I don't ever remember sitting down at the table with my family. That is completely blocked out of my mind. I did not have a memory of my daddy. And I don't have very many memories of my mother. They were always unhappy. I do have sweet memories though of being with my mother. Down in Arkansas, I go down there about 2 weeks out of every summer. And I love speaking with her with me. And she made me smile, and she fed me watermelon, and she fed me French fries. And this week we had such a sweet kind of thing. For the special like that, for the other person like that. But ladies, God has not given allowed me to really to remain bitter or anything because of this truth in Scripture. It says in Psalm 139, Lord, You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank You for making me wonderful complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in Your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that You're thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day Your thoughts turn toward me. And when I awaken in the morning, You're still thinking. My lady, that is a word. He loved me so much as a little girl, and He knew how much I needed a father's love. And when I was 17 years old, I met my husband. And ladies, if I didn't have a daddy that really loved me, I definitely would have stayed. And my husband was the only thing that I needed that love. That's why we need to wait for the Lord for the things that God brings into your life to be the husband of your children. You are blessed. You don't have to think about it. Don't forget the things that God will bring into your life. But anyway, I didn't have to think about it. No one ever told me about it. It's here in America. Didn't even know it. I went to a Catholic school for 2 years and I learned Catholic. But I never did know about it. Well, Ken started taking me to church when I was 10. I was proud of the school and the scripture things that school had made me go to my school. I remember after my school, he was a year ahead of me. And I went and showed him, I went and showed him what I thought of it. And that's when I wrote about him going to church. Because when I was sitting there listening, I remember where a big cat anyway, I heard the word of God, February 13, 1985, and this is the word that I heard from Mr. Perry, the pastor's friend, in Revelation 6:7-10. Do not believe the deceiver. God is not whatever a man says. The man is the deceiver and the word God is not the deceiver. And I realized when I started talking about that, I hate him. That was the first time I ever really felt good of the Lord. And you know that every person that said to somebody really, really kind of a person, he said we cannot understand the God told me when I prayed in the dark on the floor one night in the hospital for the last month, I prayed three times, Lord, help me. And a dark room came out. The warmth of the presence and an angel of the Lord, the Lord is here. I didn't see anything that felt the warmth of my presence and angel of the Lord, but I was never. So ladies, from that time, I just had a peace that kept coming. I was there to experience the spirit beyond a person's ability alone to cope. And our little boy was taken away. I came home the next day. And I was able to hold him for the last time. And I was able to hold him. And the Lord brought me to this hope. And as I told him about my he brought him back here to Oklahoma City to be treated at Children's Hospital. And after that happened, we were vaccinated by April. I was pregnant for the baby. And the Lord allowed our baby to be born to me. And the precious thing, as Barbara said, was blessed and had a life. Her name is Shelly, but I just call her and that you'll see her picture along here in the group. closely, but friends have given us Peter Fangs. This is the one our girls named it for our anniversary. This larger one, and they put our wedding picture in it. We were married in a house at the Just the 17th. 25 years later, though, we were married in a Christian family and celebrated Christian marriage and commitment to each other. But this little picture frame right here was given to me by a friend, and this one, too. This is a picture of me with our first grandson, Tyler. This is a picture of my mother with our son, who is in heaven, and they look like the same. I knew God can work a miracle. He'll make a perfect baby to see that perfect baby to see that. And you know what the Lord is saying? I'm going to let you see what they will look like. Is God in us so that we can be born of the other people? I want to share now some of the kids, and I want to share this scripture because I have prayed for everything that I have given. Prayer is breathing. It's practice praying to God. I'm not creating personally. Not at all. I didn't. But since I love you, I pray to you and I pray for you. You are the Creator, and I open up my heart, I open up my mind, give me the idea of what you can do. And this is the scripture I want to read to you, Psalm 16:5 from the Living Bible. The Lord is Himself. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. I will bless the Lord that helps me. He gives me wisdom in the night. He can make me know what to do. He's given me ideas in the night. And listen to this. I'm always thinking about the Lord. And because He is so near, I never need to stumble and fall. Heart, body, and soul are filled with joy. You have let me experience the joy of life and the exquisite pleasure of your own cards from the group. And yesterday morning when we were having breakfast, I said, honey, now just tell me your response to that TAD. How do you feel about that? But it also just reaffirms to me that I am loved and that I'm loved. And ladies, none of our children, neither of our children are under the moon, or none of our two grandkids or granddaughters ever met my son. They will never, ever have to stand up in front of me and say, I don't remember that they met me or my son. The Lord is restoring the years in the book of Joel. And there are some of you here that have had a hard, hard experience with us. You know that the Lord will restore those years. And Ken and I were just this morning talking about the family, and the Lord bless us with everything that we have had. This picture right here is a collage. It is framed. It's in our hall. It's a gift here to the big guy. Ken's birthday's Christmas. So he never gets into real big parties, because we always do Christmas, you know. So one year, we gave him the year he was 50 years old. We put this together, my daughter and myself, and we surprised him with a huge birthday party on July 20th. And he was shocked, and we had a wonderful time. I have a book here about one year. What can I do for Ken that was really exciting and be fun? And so these lip cheek groups together at Mardell to Walmart, and I'm going to have to get thicker with them. I'm filling them up. But this is called, this is the pen in my magnet for laughter's sake. And this is little glimpses into Ken's life. I went back and found old pictures of him and put the dates that I knew, our graduation pictures and our first vacation. And you can see pictures of us all through our life, my first babies and how they grew and their babies that went to heaven. And then our second, Chevrolet being born. Just his whole life. And now, after I finished that year, now what I do is every Christmas I get to see six pages of what happened in 1990. And so all of the current pictures are back here. And so let me read you what I wrote for 1992. 1992 was a year filled with love. Look at the smiles and paint on God. So these are just our babies and the fun times we had that year. Fun filled our days, as you can see. Thank you, Papa. Celebrations were many in 92. Our hearts are grateful. It's true. It's true. This is a picture of Angie having a tea party with our little Emily. Angie turned 4, and Emmy's just 3, and they had a tea party for her birthday, and all the little girls came and they dressed up. She had a little tea party, so you can see it here with their little hat here. And then I make their birthday cakes every year, and they tell me what they want. If I can't draw the picture, what I do is I take a picture and I color it. I take it to quick coffee, cut it in hard stock, and then I color it in magic marker, cut it out, and put it in the cake. That right? And they really turn out. We just had Garfield a couple of weeks ago. This is Ken and me on our anniversary last November. Ken has lost 42 pounds since June 1st, and I have lost 26 pounds. We found out Ken had died on June 1st, and I were walking 2 miles in the morning and 2 miles in the evening. We had 30 minutes of morning and the evening that we didn't have before. God has done something better, and the second thing is better and much better. And we go clear around the block every morning, holding each other's hands, and we praise God all through the afternoon. We do that every morning. Our God is able. Our God is almighty. He is the restorer of all things. He is the blesser. He is close. He is our companion. He is comfort. He is compassion. And we just go all through the alphabet, and it takes us that whole time to walk through the mountain. And God is the God that is better. All things work together for all the things that work. 1992 came and went, every blessing we had, God. I didn't know I could write poetry until I opened
I got all the pictures out on the floor.
have a new location. And so they were in Tulsa, and they said, 1990 was a wonderful world. God graciously blessed me with a baby girl. So that was happening in 1990. And 91 was full and fast. God moved you back at last, at last. But still, they've got to move back. They called some in ladies I can be in a DSS for 6 years. And I'll tell you, freshness, because the year that September, when I would have gone back to the first year to be a lady. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Our daughter, all that our IQ labor, we were thinking in one night and one month, we got the telephone call, and it was telling the mother, we're moving back from the team, not to. Back to the city, and she said, we're going to be in your town to get back from your vacation. And so we were just thrilled to death, and I want to tell you that it's because, see, God didn't even allow me to be missing BFF. When I got home, my whole household had changed. They had Shelly and Tim being there and the baby, and they found the baby here. I praise God for that. And 1 year for them, for Shelly and Kathy, it was 1983. That whole year of 83, I wrote down every prayer I prayed for them and kept a journal just for them and gave it to them for Christmas that year. So they can look back and see what happened in their lives every day in 83. These little girls are forever friends. My daughter and I are forever friends. This is Shelly. She sent it over so you can see what it looks like. She has her paint on her wall. It's a little dance with two little girls, and the arms are tied together. They will never be apart. This is mine. I bought me this present. See, it's nice when you can give yourself a present, too. And I ordered this because this is me with both girls. Our names are on our dresses and this clips in our entryway. I select the apples, and we are forever friends with our two daughters. And this is just a little rough single thing that our love will never ever be, because we are not only friends, but we are one. So for them, we close our eyes and not put them in right together, and we'll be there for every and every person. So that about 10 minutes done. Okay. Let me, Shelly, I made Shelly a plate this year. You were special. She didn't pick a lot of those bright red ones because she was ready. So I made her this, got some China paint, found the paint, the plate, and Bobby bought it for $1. And then got some China paint, took it over to the China painter, she fired it for me for $5, so she loves her special plate. So while I was making them, I thought, well, I need to make Angie and Emmy little plates, and this is their little special plate. So I'm going to make the boys, Tyler and Blake, one this year, too. These are poems. Let me read you the poems that I wrote to both girls, because it tells you what they had are to my heart. This is for Shelly. God gave you to me at a special time. Remember, she was born the last day of that year. When he knew that I wanted a boy, I cried, and I packed him in to tell what he was. I wanted a little boy for him, because he's such an actor. And but God did it. But soon he made me realize it was you who was bringing him. I am so glad you were given to me. The Lord knew I needed you so. Our friendship began when we were young, and the years have seen it grow. Your teenage years were fun for us. Your friends were my friends, too. We dreamed and prayed and cried a lot when God brought you. You and Tim have made your home, but your heart has a place for me. I always feel your special love for everything you will be. Emily is God's gift through you. She brings a vat of joy. I wonder if the Lord has planned to bless you with a boy. You do trust Jesus with your future. Your faith is a model for me. I love you, Shelly, forever and always, my daughter, my friend. This is Kathy, so you'll see how you connect with Kathy. God gave me the desire of my heart the day you were born to me. Your tiny appearance was sweet to my eyes, and my soul was full of grief. Our first 3 months were filled with tears. Your color was the brain. But as you grew, you smiled and laughed, and your mama did the same. School days came and went each year. I watched you do your best. Jesus Christ became your Lord, and his life came to you. He brought a friend into your life. Mike Evans stole your that. This is the evening of the new line. He can jot those things. Say, Lord, will you put it together for me? And see what he will do so that you can bless someone with something eternal. When Angela was born, we started collecting angels. So all of these little angels came from my grandchildren and they learned, and I started collecting angels. Every year I buy each one of my grandchildren an ornament and put the date on it and their name. They get the same thing on three. I buy two with the light and I keep them back for me. Because someday they're going to get married and I give them all of these to have for their tree when they get married. They spend the night with us on Thanksgiving night. We all decorate the tree together and they get to all their rooms to serve. The art found us at Country Temptations last week and I found these little angels for both my girls. One's blonde and one's brunette. Also, I keep my eye out for ornaments that hold pictures, and I hope put pictures in every year of our family so that every year I can see them go back and look and put the date on the back of them. And get them on sale. Get them real cheap at Walmart and different places so that you can keep a running collection. The gold box right here, these are little, it's a little gold box I got at Pier 1 when our daughters got ready for these things. I wrote them a letter from their mother with scripture and what God and heavenly God wants for us to be. I typed this from Kelly's on the attitude paper. I did it second. I did Kathy's first. She turned over and I just did Kathy's on a little card and folded it, put it in there. But the attitude paper rolled up with a gold ribbon. Makes it very, very special. And they hold me near to their heart. Someday they'll probably send something. Another thing I forgot to tell you about something I did for him. I asked the Lord to begin showing me all of his positive qualities, so I wrote him a book from May through Christmas. And I said, I want to write for him all of your qualities and pray for him. And so I began writing him, and I came up with 64 qualities that I wrote him. I wrote it on each page, and I kept all the qualities and characteristics in the back so I wouldn't repeat them. Some of them are caring, hard, witty, helpful, meticulous, makes yard trees, tender hearts, and care for sisters, sympathy, prayerful, thoughtful, believable, playful, responsive, patient, friendly, fear of the Lord. All of these things I got to and I gave them to the Lord. Some may be hurting and say I have a and I will pray for this time of your life. Look to the Lord and he says, I will be and he will give you something from this world every day. Every day when he will not know that I am going to let me tell you now about my friend who is from Eagle Grove. My mom's gift, this is what I made for my mother. It's her grandmother's friend. My grandmother's little things that my mother had. So my mother kept them in her bedroom in her memory box. It has a spoon in it, the ceramic that my grandmother made. It has a card that she promised that says your mother on it. Little things she liked. And now, since my mother has passed away, we now enter the guest room in my house. A book of life. This is really old. I made it for my mother. You can see it's turned, and it has old pictures of her, pictures of me when I was born, pictures of my little son, of my brother, 11 years younger than I am in our life. And so that was hers now. It is mine. One year I said, Lord, what can I do so special for my mother? I want to start spending more time with her. So I thought about a calendar, so I went to Walmart and I got a calendar. This had 52 weeks in it, and I put a picture on every page and wrote to her, and I made a date with her once a month and said, Mother, we'll go out this way and spend quality time. For girls that want to buy a calendar and keep a date with your mother that is out of town, say, I'll call you today. These calendars are for sale. They're $7.50. And I made this for my mother and then my grandchildren, and they wanted them too. This is the 1994 calendar, and it can give it blank and a person can put their own pictures in it. You can give it blank and send them a picture every month, or you can go ahead and just fill it up like I have and give it that way. Either way you want to. Cross stitch, I want to encourage you young girls to make cross stitch for your parents. All of this down here, Shelly has made for me, that's on the floor, it decorates our house. It takes time, but it is a gift that will be treasured. One of my friends gives me Longa Burger baskets. I have all of these here. She is a special friend to me, and I just wanted to show you what a collection will look like. And so you put different things in it, and you can order these. These are Christmas baskets. They are dated. They're only one, you know, they're just a few of them made. This one is worth $400 right now because it was the first one that was made. Another gift for a friend is an angel ring from James Avery. We think that all of our best friends are angels, and so we all wear little angel rings. They're just $25, and they're silver at James Avery. It's a wonderful, precious little gift to give. Cookbooks. I've been given cookbooks by my best friends. That's always fun. Her own recipes. A friend of mine found this one. It says Carol Cutler. She just got it because that was my name. That's not me, but it's in my kitchen. Let's see. The angels, the pewter frame. All of these things have been given to me. The reason I love apples, though, is I'll tell you this. Let me close with this. My mother is the woman that taught me that love finds a way to give. Love always finds a way to give. She had to go to her kitchen several years ago because she had kidney failure. Could not walk. She had toes amputated, and even a foot amputated. And while she was there, she had no way to give. She gave when we come to her home, always give something to our grandchildren, either money or cookies, and our daughters always had money from her to go out on a date or whatever. She did not have anything to give at the nursing home. And so when they would bring her apples on her tray, say her apples so that she would have something to give away. Now, I have my grandmother's, for instance, an apple dish. I have a border of apples in my kitchen, and my whole kitchen is decorating apples. Always find a way to give. And I would pray for you today to say this prayer from Ephesians 3:16. May God, out of his glorious unlimited resources, give you the mighty inner strengthening of his Holy Spirit, and may Jesus Christ be more and more at home in your heart. Thank God for his Son, his gift. It is too wonderful for words. 2 Corinthians 9:15. I wanted to tell you one other thing. At Thanksgiving, so that everyone has a blessing at my house, I find little cards and I put things like cards and I write a blessing to everyone that is at my table. You might want to look at some of these. Why I'm thankful for every person that comes to sit at our table. No one will leave saying I didn't ever make a memory when I was at Mandy's house. So, God bless you. If